Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Heather Rowan Robbins with Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by astrology and how it unfolds in our daily life, in the astrology, in the politics around us, in our personal life, and in the mundane. And we love to share this with you. Now, normally I'm joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Woltz, and they may call in as the show progresses. But first, let's talk about the astrology of the moment, what's going on this week, how you can best use it, and then we'll begin to take callers. If you want to speak to me later, we usually got time for two or three calls. The number is 347-215-8881. That's 347-215-8881. And if you've called in the last few months, I'd ask you to wait tonight and let some of the new callers come in, because we don't always get to everybody. And we'd like to get to you. Now, we've got some interesting aspects coming up as we head into this last month before the election. We can feel that tension building in. We saw last week's scorch earth form of debate. As Mars in Capricorn, a sign that it's very strong and it's exalted in Capricorn, approaches Pluto. And those are the most powerful work dynamics, most powerful dynamics around use and misuse of power. And I think I'm joined here now. Is that Mark?
Hello, yes, this is Mark.
And Mark, where are you calling in from? Introduce yourself.
Calling in from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Woltz.
And
happy to be with
Ann
you.
Ann Ortley may or may not join us later.
I believe she's traveling.
Wonderful. So it's good to see you here. She's heading off to the big ISAR conference, probably.
Yes, California.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, yeah,
we were talking tonight about that.
In transit right now. Yep.
Yeah. Mars conjunct Pluto. What a week,
and
huh?
You're in St. Paul?
I am in St. Paul, and I'm on the banks of the Mississippi, and we're going to have our first hard frost tonight.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And the world is shifting. So I was talking about the difficult and tricky aspects between now and the election coming up.
Right.
That Mars conjunct Pluto tonight, Mars squares Uranus next week, and Mars conjunct Pluto in Capricorn, the political sign, Mars squares Uranus in and Uranus in Aries, that's what a rebellion building. Hmm? We can really feel that time ramping up. So it'll be interesting to see how that lends out. I know that there's going to the debates and the arguments and the family arguments and the friends unfriending each other on Facebook over this politics have been pretty intense this year.
It's true. I've heard some of those stories.
Well,
with Mars messing with Pluto and Uranus, that'll bring out the whatever hasn't hit so far.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can get contentious over, you know, who passed the salt, let alone national politics with that.
Exactly.
With that lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is an interesting issue around the use and abuse of power and of male privilege. I see Mars often brings out the questions around animus and masculine energy and the macho inside every male and female. And conjunct Pluto, it's sort of, you know, both looking about the power and the use and misuse. What is the right use of power is what I see whenever a planet touches Pluto. And this really feels like what is the right use of male privilege with Mars conjunct Pluto in Capricorn.
Right.
And it's interesting that we see Venus trine Uranus in Sagittarius is the last major aspect before the election which I feel very hopeful about.
Yeah, it is nice that that comes into play along with the Mars. You know, it follows
mm-hmm.
on the Mars, Pluto,
right.
Mars, Uranus. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
there's some kind of smoothing out of whatever hits
mm-hmm.
with the Mars.
Yes.
Yeah.
And talking about the changes that the women will bring in, whether it's a female candidate or female voters.
Yep.
There was one article that said if they, you know, there were some jokes, in quotes, jokes by the Trump campaign, you know, since it looks like if there were only male voters that Trump would win, they should banish the 19th Amendment and not let women vote.
Right.
And
that's a serious proposition, I'm sure.
I don't say it's serious, but it's, you know, it's like, that's why we should never have let them vote, that sort of thing. But it's, I think, an interesting question around the changing role of the female. Now, Venus is in Scorpio, and Venus has, for the last 2 days, conjunct the asteroid Juno in Scorpio. And the asteroid Juno has a lot to do with, you know, we think of Zeus's wife, who was furious about Jupiter's infidelities and Jupiter's running around with other people, and Jupiter was perfectly happy to sexually molest and harass women. And so, but his wife hated it and called him in line on a regular basis. So the asteroid Juno often talks about the part of our life where we balance the need to be in partnership with the need to feel empowered, and how we have to look at where our training was around feeling like we had to choose one or the other. And Venus in Scorpio, who makes her points known very clearly, she's also in detriment. She's in a weaker place for herself right now because it's opposite the sign she rules. Conjunct Juno feels like there's been, you have all these women who feel wronged speaking up about someone who was, you know, sexually inappropriate. Now,
yeah,
both
in
Bill
Scorpio,
Clinton and Bush play a very, to have a strong Jupiter aspect to them. So you were saying?
Yeah, the being in Scorpio, it really
mm-hmm.
brings out a lot of that. And it can be a real house cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
how do you mean?
Meaning that things that have been secret or have been kept secret can now come out. Scorpio often reveals things that have been covered up. So it's a time when a lot of times victims speak up or other information is found.
Mm-hmm.
So I think,
interesting.
You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and that leads to, you know, looking into it and figuring out where there was a wrong and trying to right that wrong. So for
mm-hmm.
people to come forward and say, well, you know, I didn't tell you before, but now I'm telling you, I think,
yes.
you know, we can expect to see that and deal with it.
And I think it's, you know, an interesting piece of using that, and that's a good way of using these aspects. And again, when we see a negative use, a negative expression of an aspect, the cure for it is the positive expression of the same aspect, and you just described that well.
Yeah.
That it is that needing to be transparent, the needing to speak up and this uncover those scorpionic things that Venus and Scorpio is asking us to do. Now, we also see Mercury has been conjunct Jupiter, so there's been lots of communication. And tonight,
mm-hmm.
the Moon conjuncts Neptune. And we have that, you know, we're building up to an Aries new moon this weekend, and that will cook.
Yes.
Usually a time when a lot happens in a short period of time. It's a charged time. and it will be close to Uranus. So it can be a weekend of, you know, unexpected shifts and changes. But tonight the moon is in Pisces, conjunct Neptune. And our intuition may be strong, maybe we feel tired, and every client I've had today has said, why am I so emotional? And just the flow of the feelings is strong. How have you been experiencing these aspects this week?
Well, I have noticed that if there's something to get emotional about, people are doing it.
Mm-hmm. In every direction.
And actually, not always in a bad way. It's often appropriate. It's something that needs to come out, and so it does. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
And
the full moon coming up, that does have a lot of promise to it for. You know.
How do you see that?
We have the sun in Libra, and so we're all feeling this Libra energy, and it's, you know, that sense of the equinox for really kind of the whole time that the sun is in Libra. But the moon moves through Aries, and Aries is quite different from Libra.
Oh,
you know,
totally.
Libra, there's that effort to balance things and make things sweet and workable and just in a way. And Aries just doesn't have time for that. So, you know.
We'll be just, you know, howling at the moon on Saturday night.
Right.
Because the moon will conjunct Uranus at 22 degrees or 23 degrees of Aries opposed the sun at 23 degrees of Libra. So it is going to cook.
Yeah, because when you bring in the Uranus energy with Mars, it really gives it a big urgency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the word we always use for that is impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something for us all to be aware of, and you know, check your impulse. Not always wrong, but it can be wrong to act on them quicker than you really should. So just slow the impulse down a little. Let it be there. Let it talk to you.
Slow that impulse down.
Slow it down a little, yeah.
So we have several callers on the line, but none of them have raised their hands. If you want to speak to us, you have to hit, I think it's by hitting 1, and that raises your hand, and then we can call on you. Otherwise, you're just listening in. So if there's any questions, feel free to call in. If you're listening elsewhere and you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 347-215-8881. So that aspect this weekend, both of those aspects really bring up a charge, and they get us going. They help us create a difference. The question will be, what do we want to change this week? And so we've got a caller. Oh, caller left. Caller, come back. There we go.
Okay. There we go. That's an impulse.
Hello, 574. You're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi. Good evening. I just had a question regarding my son.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His date of birth is December 15th, 1993, 9:41 a.m. in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Yes. And your question?
Okay, he's wrapping up his last semester of coursework in college, and in January he's going to be starting an internship in what he's going to school for. And so he's kind of in a little bit of a transition, and I'm just kind of wondering what you see coming up for him.
And when will he be done with his program?
He'll be done with his coursework in December. And then in January, he'll be starting an internship. It's a dual internship. It's pretty intense, and he'll be quite busy, but it's in the work that he's wanted to do since
cooking.
He was a 7-year-old boy.
Wonderful. And I'm looking at his, and it's a tense time for him. And he has to know that he is worthy just sitting still and not just to find himself by his work, because he's so work-focused. He's a wonderful Sagittarius with Venus and Mars conjunct his Sun in Sagittarius, Mercury in Sagittarius. So he's got a very kind of wide-ranging, active mind. With his Moon in Capricorn conjunct Uranus and Neptune in his 12th house near a Capricorn rising. Capricorn Sun, Capricorn Moon, Capricorn Rising. This kid can do anything he wants. And he came into this life feeling like he was more mature than other people thought, or people saw him as more mature than he actually was with Saturn in this first house. They tend to think he's older than he was. Now, at the moment, his progressed Sun is at 16 Capricorn, and his Venus and Mars are in Capricorn conjunct at 14 degrees by progression. And Pluto is sitting right on his progressed Venus and Mars. So he's kind of emotional in this tension. If we can just get him through a little bit longer, he looks like he's kind of home free, but he's still wondering who he is, where he's going. There's part of him that would like more relationship and more love in his life and more creative breadth, but he really wants to stay on target with his work. Uranus is trining his Sun, which helps him adapt and make changes, but it can leave him a little restless about his situation. So how is he feeling about it all?
Well, he had cancer twice as a child and a bone marrow transplant. Mm. So he spent four years from age 3 to almost 8 in hospital setting. And
no wonder he was such a mature child.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah, he's an old soul. And mm-hmm. he's mm-hmm. going to be, he, when he was 7, he wanted to work with children in a hospital setting, and that's what he will be doing. Mm. So
he's perfect
he
for
has
that.
Spent, oh, he does. He has
his
spent
moon in Uranus. Moon conjunct Uranus and Neptune in the 12th house. 12th house is traditionally seen as hospitals, you know, prisons, large institutions, corporations. So he can be at home in a large organization, in a hospital. And those four planets conjunct in Sagittarius in his 11th house, the people, children and the people who love children and play with children are his community. So it looks like he's going to be doing just the right thing.
Yeah, it looks very much like he's just moving into his own space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he does go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Just relationships, you know, with girls. You know, he's been really hurt, you know, mm-hmm. and struggled mm-hmm. with that. And he's just got this huge heart that he wants to share.
Mm-hmm. And it's so bothering him right now because that Venus and Mars conjunct in Capricorn with Pluto sitting right on it, he's longing for more. What I would say is he's doing just the right thing, and if he can keep going on his path and see who else is doing it, that he's going to find, you know, the other people that will be involved in dealing with children with life-threatening disease will be able to love him and be serious and be worthy. He looks like a real catch for somebody who is ready to take on serious things.
Yeah.
What do you say, Mark?
He should definitely not worry about what's been hurtful to him. He feels the hurts.
In the past.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the past. But don't worry about them. It doesn't really presage a lifetime of being hurt. It's mm-hmm. you know, he's not. He's going to find the right and really feel that community is where he belongs, and the person he loves is going to show up through that.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely,
during this time
and you know, yeah.
I was just going to say, during this time that he's doing this internship from January till May, I mean, is there any advice that you would say, you know, to help him get through this very hectic, trying time?
love
or just
this
stay
work.
Focused on?
Get to know the people that also love working with children in a medical setting.
Okay.
You know, that's his community, that it's important for him to learn how the community works, how people get along, what the messages are. I think he's going to feel like he's coming home. I don't think it's going to be all that stressful. Now, he may need to find that he himself is re-stimulated about his own traumatic time and needs to make sure that he's got good counseling through that process.
Okay.
So that he's got supervision and a place to talk about what it brings up in him about everything else. Because that may be some of the loneliness that he experiences is remembering what it was like to be lonely and scared as a kid sick in a hospital.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much for taking my call tonight.
Gladly. Good luck, hon.
Thank you.
And take care.
Thank you.
And we have another one coming. Let's see. Hello, 712, you're on. Did I just speak to you? Okay, they just hung up. I'm trying to figure out which one's which. Hello?
Hello?
547, can I help you? You're on the line. No, you're on the air. Hi, can we help you?
I'm not sure if I'm on
the person that was just speaking to?
Yeah.
You are on the air. How can we help you?
My date of birth,
12-17-1973.
Let's
see. 12-17-1973.
Mm-hmm. 12:55 p.m. in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
We got Wisconsinites on the phone. I'm in the next state over, so. And so, December 17th, 1973, 12:55 p.m. in Brookfield. Sagittarius, moon in Libra, conjunct Pluto with an Aries rising. And what question do you have for us tonight, and how can we help you?
I was just wondering what the next 6 months would hold. In terms of work or romance, either one.
Hold on, I'm pulling up your progressions here. And it looks, you know, you've come out of some tricky aspects over the last couple of years as Pluto squared your Pluto and your moon. And it seems like you're coming out of some challenging aspects that didn't let you rest, and you're moving into, you know, more a time of more possibilities. Uranus is sitting right on your ascendant. It's going back and forth over your ascendant of 21 degrees Aries. Your progressed moon is at 18 Aries and will come to conjunct Uranus in about 3 months. And in 2 months, your progressed moon goes into the first house and you become a lot more visible to other people. That Uranus is trining your sun over between now and next fall. So you're in a very experimental, willing to break out of, you know, that moon in Libra doesn't like to rock the boat, likes to make everybody happy, and sort of waits for things to happen to you. But this is a very creative, definite, you know, you've got Mars and Aries in the first house. You can speak up, and you do. And this is a time for you to be brave and boldly go where you have not gone before. Mark, what do you see? What would you say to someone whose Uranus was sitting right on their ascendant? Mark? Hello, Mark. Okay. I guess Mark is not there. So if we're going to come back to the switchboard's being a little odd tonight. And, okay, let's try again, looks like. Hello, Mark?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. It looks like you're on three different lines on the switchboard. The switchboard is being very strange tonight.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
Good.
So we
Good.
Were talking to this woman who has asking about her chart, and she has a Sagittarius moon in Libra with an Aries rising, 21 degrees Aries rising, and Uranus is sitting right on her ascendant, and her
right.
progressed moon is 18 Aries, about to come across the ascendant. What do you what advice would you give her?
My advice is things are going to happen quicker than you think you could deal with, and you'll surprise yourself. So, you know,
that sounds exciting.
It should be exciting. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I totally concur with what you said about how, you know, the transits I've had the last few years have been a bit burdensome. So I think, you know, breaking out and breaking free is something that I really would like to do, especially in terms of my relationships and how I'm expressing myself in them.
You're heading into the Uranus return, and that's a time when we have to be, it's, you know, what some people call the midlife crisis, but it's a time when people have to be absolutely honest and real and there and speaking up.
Okay.
So, and if you've always wanted to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, now is the time to do it. You know, it's to bring up all the hidden thoughts in the past.
Okay.
And is there something that you've always wanted to do? And it's also a time when you need to be outspoken, not feel like, am I honest or do I make everybody happy? Now is time. Mm-hmm. If you're not honest, you won't make yourself happy and you won't make them happy either.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's really a time to take a chance.
Yeah, I wish I could find myself wanting to do that more so in finding a romantic partner. I feel like, you know, sometimes I get really shy or a little bit cautious and, you know, really, you know, I you know, believe in traditional roles of relationship, but I also am myself, and I can't change the fact that I'm an Aries rising either.
Yeah, and you got Mars and Aries in the first house.
And Mars, yeah.
But, you know, it looks like that you feel there was something that went on just as you were a child that led you to believe that you had to be quiet and well-behaved and diplomatic. So you mistrain people to think that that's who you are. What if you just tried just, like, what a gift you give them by shining and being yourself. And by the more transparently honest, and you can speak diplomatically, but what you say needs to be absolutely true and authentic.
Yeah.
And then you have so much more energy to give the world.
Rather than trying to contain that energy.
Right. If it's honesty or relationship, you will choose honesty at this point in your life. It's not either one. It's how do you put them together.
All right. Well,
practice on people
excellent.
That you don't care about as much, and it gets easier and easier.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, that's good advice.
You know, go ahead and take a chance, and don't let yourself be squelched at all by what other people might think. You know, act now, check later.
Right.
Well, that
and
would
for
be
everybody,
a real change for me.
Our show is almost over, so I want to just add to you and to everybody else out there that the best way, many aspects in the next few weeks, we'll talk about what is the right use of power, how can we be absolutely honest in a good way. And so that's about our politics and our personal lives and certainly in our love life. So think about what can be a good way to be honest, what's a good use of power, what's a good use of, you know, respecting each other's independence. This is Heather Rowan Robbins calling from Minnesota and saying goodbye till next week. And Mark?
Mark Waltz saying goodnight from New York City. Thank you for listening in. and call us up next week.
Wonderful. Take care.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye now.
Thank you.